This week, 14-year-old Calgarian Landon Dupont became the second player in Western Hockey League history to be granted exceptional player status. This means starting in the 2024-25 season he'll suit up as a 15-year-old defenseman in the WHL, an honor that's been given to only 8 other players in Canadian Hockey League history by Hockey Canada. Former Regina Pats forward and current Chicago Blackhawk Connor Bedard was the most recent player to be given exceptional status to play in the WHL. However, there are 7 others, including the likes of Connor McDavid and John Tavares. Red Deer Rebels defenseman Luke Viluzwik, who suited up with DuPont on Edge School's U18 prep team in Calgary this season, said he's not surprised by the announcement. "He had such a great year, so it's something we all expected, but to see it actually come through was just so cool to see not only a teammate but a really good friend of mine go through such a cool experience," he said. DuPont had a tremendous season at Edge School, notching 19 goals and 43 assists for 62 points in 30 games in his first season at the U18 level. Competing against players much older than him, he finished third in scoring in the Canadian Sports School League, CSSHL. He also added 16 points in 5 playoff games, which led to a league championship title. Viluzwik scored the game-winning goal in the championship game. "As a player, he can do everything," Viluzwik added. "He has the size, skating, puck skills, and he can score. I think the biggest thing is off the ice, just how he handles himself. All the media attention he had surrounding him this year, for a 14-year-old to be able to deal with that, how he did and be as humble as he was, makes him exceptional in a lot of ways." Viluzwik never got the chance to be linemates except for a bit of power play time because they both shoot right-handed. However, both grew up in Calgary, and Viluzwik remembers participating in a few power skating sessions with him. DuPont, being as advanced as he is skill-wise, always skated with the older players, and Viluzwik got to know him. "He's a great guy. Like I said, he's humble, he's a hard-working guy, and he's just one of the boys. I think that's what makes him so likable to be around," he added. Following the draft lottery a few weeks ago, the Everett Silvertips now hold the first overall selection in the upcoming 2024 WHL Prospects Draft on May 9. DuPont is expected to be selected first overall and will play his first season coming up in the fall. At that point, Viluzwik and DuPont will be opponents. "Not really," Viluzwik said with a laugh when asked if he was looking forward to facing him next season. "It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to play against him next year and see how it develops through the WHL. Son of former NHL defenseman Mickey DuPont, Landon grew up in southern Alberta alongside his older brother Nolan. Nolan, who's 3 years older than his brother, suited up for the Blackfalds Bulldogs of the British Columbia Hockey League this year. After signing with the Bulldogs, he tore a muscle in his shoulder 2 games into the season, which sidelined him, but he returned later in the year. He appeared in 10 games this season and is ready to suit up for the upcoming playoff series against the Sherwood Park Crusaders. He told The Advocate that he's really proud of his brother. "I'm not too surprised about it. He's always been really good, and I'm proud of him for the accomplishment," DuPont said. "He has lots to keep working for, so I've been telling him to keep going and keep working hard." Although they've never played on the same team, they've had many spirited battles while practicing, including many mini-stick and street hockey battles at home. Watching him over the years, Nolan said his brother is mature on and off the ice. "He's really smart on the ice, and his edge work is crazy. Just the way he skates is out of this world."